So we are coming to the close of the Heidelberg Catechism, and the design and the third part of the catechism is what? How we are to say thank you. And the best way to say thank you to God is to talk to Him. That's what He commands us to do. Ask, seek, knock. And so we've been looking at the various petitions, things that we ask of Him, and we come to a tough one. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's hard to stop and accept the fact that we're at war. It's a hard thought. What do you mean, I'm at war? Well, the catechism right there points out our deadly enemies, the devil, the world, and even our own flesh, assail us without ceasing. Many times we don't see it. There have been times when all of a sudden it dawns on me, hey, I'm under attack spiritually. Martin Luther was very aware of that. One time he was so plagued by the devil that he took an inkwell and threw it at him, threw against the wall, and get out of here, Satan. Are we aware that we are under constant attack in warfare, that there is a war going on? And so when we pray, do not lead us into temptation, deliver us from evil. Another way of saying that is the shortest prayer in the Bible. And what is that? Help, Lord. Shortest prayer in the Bible. And we even have an example of that when Peter started sinking in the water, when he was trying to walk on the water to Jesus, and he started looking at the circumstances and started sinking, and what did he cry out? Help, Lord. It's all you need to pray when you're in those times of struggle. And so the idea, Lord, deliver us. Lord, help. And notice it says there, we cannot stand a moment. I think sometimes we go through those difficult times in order to remind us that we can't stand a moment apart from grace. I think that sometimes that God reminds us, tests us, if you will, in the struggles. Because I don't know about you, but I have a temptation to trust myself. Although as you get older, the more you realize you can't do what you used to be able to do. And so what are we saying? God, help me. Notice also the emphasis on the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that it would be interesting for you to do sometime is to take the Heidelberg Catechism and just go through it and look for the references to the Holy Spirit. How often the Holy Spirit is mentioned and honored. How often it is that we need Him. And praise God that He is with us wherever we go. Like I said, I can't believe that He has the patience. Job got his patience from Him, that He lives with me and He puts up with me. And it says there, by His power, He makes us to stand firm against them and not be overcome in this spiritual warfare. And I love that ending. Until finally, complete victory is ours. So the prayer closes like it opened. How did it open? It's all about you, God. Well, how does the prayer close? It's all about you, God. It is yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. It's all about you and your will be done. There's a doxology, isn't there? Glorifying God. You are our King, not someday, but now. You have power over all things, and you are willing and able to give us all good. Isn't that amazing? Willing as well as able. And that not we, but your holy name may be glorified forever. Lord, help me with the things I need so that you would be magnified. Your name would be glorified. Amen.